glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. So good to see you. We hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday. This is our fifth day of hearing the Great News Radio Theater Troupe with their portrayal of It's a Wonderful Life, along with Kathleen Jennings doing special readings from 52 Little Lessons from It's a Wonderful Life by Bob Welch. All these programs are archived at our website. Here's Kathleen Jennings.
The title of this chapter is Prayer Changes Things.
And this is from the book 52 Little Lessons from It's a Wonderful Life by Bob Welch.
Clarence the Angel is talking to George after George tells him, "I got a bust in the jaw in an answer to prayer." "I'm the answer to your prayer. That's why I was sent down here." When George Bailey sidles up to Martini's Bar on Christmas Eve, he's at the lowest point in his life. In the span of only a few hours, he has A, learned that the Bailey Building and Loan has lost $8,000 just as the state's bank examiner shows up. B, he all but threatened to kill Uncle Billy, who has apparently lost the money. C, he has estranged himself from the people he loves the most, Mary and the kids. D, heard from Old Man Potter that a warrant is out for his arrest. And E, had his desperate plea for a loan turned down by Potter, the man with whom his family has struggled for decades. Against that backdrop, he's had enough drinks to cause Martini's assistant, Nick, to soon ask if he wants a ride home. An obviously concerned Martini will ask why George is drinking so much and encourage him to go home and spend Christmas Eve with his family. But first, George does something he admits he does not want to do. He prays. "Dear Father in heaven," he begins, "I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, show me the way. I'm at the end of my rope. Show me the way, God." Whereupon a man next to him at the bar, a Mr. Welch, learns that he is George Bailey and proceeds to cold cock him with a right jab in defense of his wife, the school teacher, whom George had berated on the phone. As he composes himself after the knockdown, George mutters, "That's what I get for praying." No, what he gets for praying is Clarence and a new lease on life. In the movie's opening scene, the angels Franklin and Joseph are hearing the prayers of townspeople, Mr. Gower, Martini, and Ernie, and family members, George's mother, Mary, Janie, and Zuzu. "A lot of people are asking for help for a man named George Bailey," says Joseph. But it's clear that the angels have heard the prayers of George, too, and they know his muddled mindset. Franklin knows, for example, that George will be standing on that snow-swept bridge at 10:45 p.m. and thinking seriously of throwing away God's greatest gift. "Oh, dear, dear, his life," chimes in Clarence. He couldn't have known that based only on the prayers of others, and in George and Clarence's first conversation as they dry out in the bridge toll house, the angel is up front about why he's come. "Your lip's bleeding, George." "Yeah, I got a bust in the jaw and an answer to prayer a little bit ago." "Oh, no, 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 George. I'm the answer to your prayer," says Clarence. "That's why I was sent down here." Not that George buys into that without some very serious proof on the part of Clarence. He has the doubt gene of the disciple Thomas. But after George is shown life without him having lived it, after nobody recognizes him, after Mary runs away from him and Bert the cop fires shots toward him, he comes to his second moment of desperation. The first, of course, being the bar scene. And what does he do? He prays again. Clarence, Clarence, help me, Clarence. Get me back. Get me back. I don't care what happens to me. Only get me back to my wife and kids. Help me, Clarence. Please, please. I want to live again. And what happens? The snow begins to fall. Zuzu's petals return to his pocket, and hope returns to the soul of a man who only a short time earlier was prepared to commit suicide. That, not the punch from the schoolteacher's husband, is George's answer to prayer. The will to live again. We've all been on that bridge of despair at some point in our lives. The answer isn't looking down at the waters below, but looking up at the heavens above.
I just wrote a little note, Kathleen. Answered prayer and the will to live again. How God wants us all to be mindful that He does hear our prayers and He wants to work in and through us so we can have a purposeful life with meaning and value according to His plan and purpose for our lives.
Yes, amen.
All right, we're going to start again right where we left off yesterday with It's a Wonderful Life, produced by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. We will have CD available, so if you send in a donation, we'll make sure we get that sent to you, realizing that it take about $3 or $4 to mail it to you. So figure out any kind of generous gift you'd want to give, request the CD, and we'll send that out to you in the days ahead. All right, here we go, right where we left off yesterday with It's a Wonderful Life by the Great News Radio Theater Troupe.
George is headed to the bridge now, Clarence. Can you see him?
He looks like he's gonna jump.
It's time, Clarence.
Help! Help me! I can't swim!
Hold it, mister! I'm coming!
Help! Help! What in damn hell the two of you doing? Get out of that water! The two of you all right? You need a doctor?
I'm all right.
I'm fine. This underwear. I didn't have time to get anything stylish. My wife gave this to me on my last birthday. I passed away in it.
Passed away?
Oh, I see Tom Sawyer's drying out, too.
Who?
My book. I left in such a hurry I brought Tom Sawyer with me. You really should read the new book Mark Twain's working on.
How'd you happen to fall in?
Well, I jumped in so you wouldn't go through with it.
Go through with what?
Suicide.
Suicide's against the law around here.
Well, it's against the law where I come from, too.
Where do you come from?
Heaven.
What?
I had to act quickly. That's why I jumped in. I knew if I were drowning, you'd try to save me. And you did. And that's how I saved you.
Very funny.
Well, your lip's bleeding, George.
I got a bust in the jaw in answer to a prayer.
Oh, no, George. I'm the answer to your prayer.
How do you know my name?
I know all about you.
What are you, a mind reader or something?
Oh, no. My name's Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
Oddbody? AS2. What's that AS2?
Angel, second class.
What? You may not need a doctor, but I do.
Cheerio, my good man.
Hey, look here. Why'd you want to try and save me?
'Cause I'm your guardian angel.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Ridiculous you'd think of killing yourself for $8,000.
How do you know things like that?
I told you, I'm your guardian angel.
Well, you look like about the kind of angel I'd get. Sort of a fallen angel, aren't you? What happened to your wings?
I haven't got my wings yet. That's why I'm angel second class. But you could help me earn them by letting me help you.
You don't happen to have 8,000 bucks on you, do you?
Oh no, we don't use money in heaven.
Well, it comes in pretty handy down here, bub. I found it out a little late. I'm worth more dead than alive.
I won't get my wings with that attitude. You just don't know all that you've done. Why, if it hadn't been for you...
If it hadn't been for me, everybody'd be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends.
This isn't gonna be easy.
They'd all be better off if I hadn't been born.
Wait, what did you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
George, that's wonderful.
Wonderful?
The idea you just gave me, that would do it. Okay... There. You've got your wish. You've never been born. You don't have to make such a big deal out of it.
Never been born?
Exactly. No worries. No $8,000 to get. Nothing. You simply don't exist.
Well, wait a minute. Say something else in this ear of mine.
That's right. You can hear out of it. Don't you see you're a, well, you're nobody.
Well, that's the doggonest thing.
And your lips stop bleeding too, George.
Well, what do you know? What happened? I need a drink. What about you, Angel? Do you want a drink?
Well, I don't know.
Come on, we'll go as soon as our clothes are dry.
Our clothes are dry.
Huh. That stove's hotter than I thought. Well, look, let's get dressed and we'll stroll over to Martini's and... Oh, excuse me, I'll stroll you fly.
I haven't got my wings.
There's a place to sit down. Welcome to the best bar in Bedford Falls.
Bedford Falls? Don't you mean Pottersville?
Pottersville? Hey, where's Martini, your boss?
Look, I'm the boss. You want a drink or don't you?
Okay, all right. Double bourbon, quick, huh?
What's yours, bud?
I was just thinking of mulled wine. Heavy on the cinnamon, light on the cloves. Be lively, my man. Off with you.
Look, mister, we serve hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast. And we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere.
Now, Nick, just give him the same as I ordered. He's okay.
Two double bourbon.
What is it about this place? It seems to have changed.
All of Bedford Falls has changed. You're having your wish, George. You've never been born. There'll be lots of things you've never seen before. Oh, good. Somebody just made it. Every time you hear a bell ring, it means some angel just got his wings.
What did you say?
Now, Clarence, you better not talk about angels around here.
Don't they believe in angels?
Well, maybe they believe in them, but, you know.
So why should they be surprised when they see one?
Now, don't mind him, Nick. He never grew up. How old are you anyway, Clarence?
293 next May.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window. Well, well, well. Look who crawled out from under whatever hole he's been hiding.
Hey, it's Mr. Gower.
Didn't I tell you never to come panhandling around here?
Mr. Gower, this is George Bailey. Don't you know me?
Buy me a drink, mister. Please, just one drink. Please, mister.
Binky, throw the rummy out.
You got it.
Hey, Nick, isn't that Mr. Gower, the druggist?
That rumhead spent 20 years in jail for poisoning some kid. If you know him, you must be a jailbird yourself. Binky, here's two more. Get him out of here.
You got it, boss.
What's wrong with Mr. Gower?
He doesn't know you, George. You weren't there to stop him from putting the poison into that prescription.
What do you mean I wasn't there? What are you, a hypnotist? Why am I seeing all these strange things here?
Well, it's because you were never born.
And if I wasn't born, who am I?
Nobody. You have no identity.
What do you mean? My name's George Bailey.
There is no George Bailey. You have no papers, no cards, no driver's license, no 4F card, no insurance policy.
Zuzu's petals. My little girl, some petals fell off her flower. I told her I'd fix it, and I stuck them in my pocket. But they're gone, too. Everything is gone.
You've been given a great gift, George. The chance to see what the world would be like without you.
Oh, you're as crazy as a bedbug, and you're driving me crazy, too. Now leave me alone. I'm going home to my wife and family.
Drill, hands behind your back, sister.
Hey, why don't you bust somebody else for a change?
Hey, officer, where did the building and loan move to?
Building and what?
The Bailey building and loan. It was in that building.
Well, they went out of business years ago. Now all that's left is this burlesque house.
Not so fast, copper. I know Potter.
Hey, Violet. Hey, that's Violet Bick.
Believe me, I know.
I know that girl.
Well, who doesn't? Now get out of our way.
Taxi! Hey, Ernie, take me home. I'm going off my nut.
Where do you live?
Doggone it, Ernie. Don't you start pulling that stuff. You know where I live. 320 Sycamore. Now hurry up.
Okay. 320 Sycamore?
Ernie, now straighten me out here. I've got some bad liquor or something. Now listen. Now you're Ernie Bishop, and you live in Bailey Park with your wife and kid, right?
You see my wife?
I've seen your wife. I've been to your house 100 times.
What's the idea? I live in a shack in Potter's Field, and my wife ran off 3 years ago and took the kid. And I never seen you before in my life.
Okay, just step on it. Just get me home.
Is this the place?
Of course it's the place.
This house ain't been lived in for 20 years.
Mary! Pete! Tommy, Janie, Zuzu, I'm home.
They're not here, George. You have no children.
What have you done with them, Clarence?
All right, put your hands up, both of you. No fast moves.
Bert, thank heaven you're here. Bert, what's happened to this house? Where's Mary and my kids?
Now come with me. I'm going to take you down to the station.
Bert, listen to me. That fellow there says he's an angel.
Now don't make me use my nightstick.
Oh, Bert, I hate to do this to you, but...
Run! George, run!
Mom Bailey's boarding house. Mother?
Mother? What do you want?
Mother, I'm George. I thought sure you'd remember me.
If you're looking for a room, there's no vacancy.
Mother, please try to understand. Something's happened to me, and I need a place to stay. Please let me stay here.
I don't take in strangers.
I'm not a stranger. I know everybody you know. Your brother-in-law, Uncle Billy.
Okay. When'd you see him last?
Today, over at his house.
That's a lie. He's been in the insane asylum ever since he lost his business. And if you ask me, that's where you belong.
I'm back again, George.
My own mother didn't even know me.
One man's life touches so many others. When he isn't around, he leaves a pretty big hole, doesn't he?
All right, now look, you. I've heard of things like this before. You've got me under a some kind of a spell. Well, I'm going to snap out of it. Now let me think. Bailey Park.
There is no Bailey Park if you weren't here to build it.
We'll see about that. What's this graveyard doing here where Bailey Park is supposed to be? Look at this gravestone. Why is my brother Harry's name here?
Harry broke through the ice and drowned at age 9.
That's a lie. Harry Bailey went to war. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Every man on that transport died. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. You see, George... You really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
What happened to Mary, Clarence?
I'm not supposed to tell you, George.
I don't know how you know the things you do, but please, just let me see her. Where is she?
You're not gonna like it, George. She's an old maid.
What? Where is she?
She's just about to close up the library. Oh, there must be an easier way to earn my wings.
Is the library closed?
It's Christmas Eve. We can't stay open all night.
Oh, Mary, I'm so sorry.
How do you know my name?
Please, just 2 minutes, Mary. That's all I need.
You sound desperate. I'll help if I can. What is it?
Isn't this town Bedford Falls?
It used to be. But then Potter was elected and renamed the town Pottersville.
Oh, Mary Hatch, you live in a white Victorian on Reed Street with your mother and you have an older brother named Marty.
How do you know all this? Get your hands off of me. I'll call a cop.
Oh, don't you know me? You must. Mary, it's George. Oh, please don't do this to me, Mary. Where are our kids? I need you, Mary.
Get away from me. Help, please.
It's George. Please, Mary, you're my wife.
Hey, who's he? Hey, mister, leave her alone.
Mary.
Clarence! Get me back! I don't care what happens to me. Only get me back to my wife and kids. Help me, Clarence, please. I want to live again. Oh, God. Please, please just let me live again.
George! Is that you, George?
Bert, you come any closer and I'll hit you again!
What the Sam Hill are you yelling for, George?
George? Bert, do you know me?
Know you? I've been looking all over town for you.
I'm alive again, Bert!
You sure you're all right? Your mouth's bleeding.
It is? Hey! My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's petals! There they are! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas, Bert!
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls! Hey, Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Merry Christmas, George! Go on home! Sheriff's waiting for you.
Mary, I'm home. Hey, what is this? Merry Christmas, everyone!
George, I've got a little paper here.
I'll bet it's a warrant for my arrest. Isn't that wonderful? Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Kids! Pete, Janie, Tommy, Zuzu. Oh, I could eat you up. Where's your mother?
She went looking for you with Uncle Billy.
George, darling, where have you been? Oh, George.
Mary, you're real. You have no idea what's happened.
You have no idea what's happened either. Come on, George, quick. They're on their way.
Who's on their way? The police department, the FBI, the National Guard? Let them all in. I'm alive again, Mary.
Now, you stand right over here by the tree and don't move. George, it's a miracle.
Come in, Uncle Billy. Everybody, in here.
Isn't it wonderful? Mary did it, George. She told a few people you were in trouble, and they scattered all over town collecting money. They didn't ask any questions. They just said, if George is in trouble, you can count on me. You never saw anything like it.
Here you go, $242. Merry Christmas.
I busted the jukebox, too.
Mr. Gower.
I made the rounds on all my charge accounts.
Violet Bick.
I'm not going to go, George. I changed my mind.
I've been saving this money for a divorce if I ever get a husband.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet. A telegram from London.
Oh, London.
Mr. Gower cables you need cash. Stop. My office instructed you to advance up to $25,000. Stop. Hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright.
Hark the herald angels sing. To the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Harry!
Mary, looks like I got here too late.
Harry, how about your banquet in Washington?
I left as soon as I got Mary's telegram.
How about some wine?
Good idea. A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and
George?
Tom Sawyer.
Look, there's an inscription.
George, remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Thanks for the wings. Love, Clarence.
What's that?
A Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right, Zuzu, that's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
This has been WBFR Playhouse of the Air's presentation of It's a Wonderful Life. Please stay tuned for a program of popular holiday music. This is Freddie Fillmore signing off for WBFR in New York City and wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Good night.
For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet, for Auld Lang Syne.
It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play by Joe Landry. We appreciate PlayScripts, Inc., New York, New York, selling us the scripts and licensing permission, along with Mark L. Balin of Rubin and Balin, LLP, for granting permission and a reduced rate to broadcast this special feature over the air and allowing us to make available CD copies of this presentation for our cast and listening family. What a great cast! Almost 50 local people. Probably a neighbor, family member, or friend you know. CDs available. Request your copy with your donation. Write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or call in at 217-367-7777. Kudos to Kate Freeman and the whole theater troupe that did an outstanding job, as I trust you were blessed by the broadcast. Special thanks to Kathleen Jennings and her readings all week long from Little Lessons from It's a Wonderful Life by Bob Welch. Wow, what a great production and a great group of folks to pull it all together. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.